Chapter 13. A short, squat man poked his head inside Cole's room. Ketchikan can't send a medevac plane until morning. It's getting dark and weather has set in. The nurse felt Cole's forehead.
Looks like you'll be spending the night at Rosie's one-star hotel.
Edwin nodded at Cole.
If you hadn't guessed, this is Rosie.
A rare smile creased his lips.
She's the best nurse in Drake.
The only nurse, Rosie added.
If you live through Rosie, Edwin said, you'll live through anything.
Cole shuddered with another spasm of chills as Rosie gave Edwin a light shove.
You and Garvey go make yourselves useful, she said. Get another blanket.
Garvey handed Rosie the Atau blanket off a chair beside the bed.
Here, we brought this in from the island.
It's damp, she said. Grab a fresh one from the closet.
When Cole spotted the colorful blanket beside him, he felt a sudden warmth. He reached out and grabbed its edge. Garvey studied Cole, letting him clutch the wet Atau as Edwin brought another blanket. He squeezed Cole's shoulder.
We'll talk more later. Get some rest now.
Cole let go of the Atau and gripped Garvey's arm.
I'm not going anywhere, Garvey reassured him. Rosie and I will be here all night with you. Thanks, Cole whispered.
Rosie pushed in beside the bed.
This might sting a little. She poked a needle into Cole's left arm. I'm starting an IV drip to get some fluids and antibiotics into you.
Finishing, she tilted Cole's head up and put some pills gently inside his mouth.
Now take these tablets. They should help the pain.
Cole sipped water from the glass she held to his lips and struggled to swallow the pills. When they finally went down, Rosie began working on Cole's wounds. The door opened, and another Tlingit woman brought in a thermos of hot soup and set it next to the bed. Rosie turned to Garvey.
Maybe you can get some food into this guy.
Edwin remained standing along the wall, watching intently as Garvey placed a big pillow under Cole's head and ladled spoonfuls of chicken broth between his cracked lips. Cole's pain dulled as the medication took effect. Sipping soup, he watched Rosie. She worked cheerfully as if there were nothing in the world she would rather be doing. When she left the room for more dressings, Garvey turned to Cole.
That bear used you for a chew toy. He pursed his lips with concern. I'm sorry for getting you into this.
Cole had many things he wanted to explain, but he was too weak and tired now. He shook his head.
My fault, he whispered.
Garvey glanced at Edwin, who kept his focused gaze. Rosie returned to the bed, her hands filled with rolls of gauze and a brown plastic bottle. Garvey moved away from the bed to give her room.
You get some rest while Rosie finishes patching you up, he said to Cole.
Can't do much patching, Rosie said. He has broken bones. I wish we had him in a hospital tonight.
Cole closed his eyes while Rosie cleaned and bandaged his open wounds. The medicine made him sleepy. Finishing her work, Rosie whispered to Garvey,
That bear had quite a time with him. He has broken ribs and maybe a broken pelvis. Add to that hypothermia and a broken leg and arm, I'm surprised he's even talking. Must be a tough kid.
Not as tough as he thinks,
Garvey whispered back.
Edwin murmured, He'll be okay if he ever finds a reason to live.
Cole heard everyone's words as he drifted off. He slept troubled, dreaming of people he knew coming toward him out of a misty haze. Each person helped him. Garvey fed him. Rosie fixed his wounds. His father gave him money. Edwin offered him advice. His mother cleaned him and handed him new clothes. Cole liked being helped. He liked using people. Suddenly, a bolt of lightning struck, and all the people turned into monsters. Everything they had done for Cole faded, and they laughed at him. You fool, they called. Why should we do anything for you? You're nothing. You're a baby-faced con. Cole awoke in a sweat. It was night. He searched the darkness frantically. He heard regular breaths near him in the dark. Garvey? He called, realizing he could talk. Garvey? Garvey's hoarse voice answered.
You okay, Cole?